Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, January 23rd. It'll be broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 and the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,000 head will be offered, 7,000 yearling steers, 6,000 plus yearling heifers, 15,000 weaned calves, 300 calves on cows, and a couple hundred head of bred stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com. As always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Thursday, January 23rd, our first regular sale of the new year, coming from Fort Worth, 8 a.m. Central Time on the 23rd. Remember, Superior Livestock has been delivering dependable for over 30 years.
Well, cash cattle trade appears to be sluggish to start this week, given the short trading week and general lackluster activity surrounding the cattle complex. Single-digit moves in all nearby live cattle futures trade gives little indication of traders' interest in the upcoming days. Asking prices are expected to become much more evident this morning, but the overall lack of packer interest in bids developing at this point could continue to push any active cash market trade into Thursday, more than likely into the week on Friday. Futures trades expected mixed during the early minutes of trade this morning, although there is expected to be some deviation from the narrow 2 to 3 cent market shifts late yesterday as traders try to adjust to current supplies and potential demand through the upcoming weeks. Hog futures slipped lower late in the day trading yesterday, backing away from underlying support earlier in the session. This is expected to lead to light to moderate price shifts this morning as traders try to firm up buyer support following a choppy but generally sideways market shift the last couple of sessions. Now on the grains, wheat markets are posting gains overnight, adding to the solid gains from yesterday with March Chicago wheat futures at the highest level since October 2018. From a month continuous standpoint, Chicago wheat settled at the highest price in 5 years. Lots of participants asking for a catalyst to the wheat strength, but this isn't a situation that's developed overnight. Corn futures are higher overnight and pushing to the highest level since January 3rd. After the nearly session weakness, early session weakness yesterday, it was encouraging to see corn prices recover as they did, leaving an exhaustion selling tail on candlestick charts. Soybean prices higher overnight, reversing early weakness to trade in conjunction with rallying grains. News of the outbreak in China, as well as the first reported case in the U.S., seemed to unnerve traders a bit, just as optimism was returning regarding Chinese soybean demand. We're going to check the futures after this.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Livestock Auction with their next sale coming up Thursday, January 23rd, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,000 head to be offered, 7,000 yearling steers, 6,000 yearling heifers, 15,000 weaned calves, and 300 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
February live cattle up 2 cents yesterday, 126.37. April down 2, 127.22. March feeder cattle down 32, 144.67. April down 32, 147.55. February hogs down 32 at 67.35. Kansas City wheat, March up 5 3/4, $5. May up 5 3/4 at 507 1/4. Chicago wheat, March up 11 cents, 581 1/2. May up 9 3/4 at 581. March corn down 1 3/4, 387 1/2. May down 1 3/4 at 393 1/2. March soybeans down 13 3/4 at 916. May down 13 1/4 cents at 929 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.